Hier, where our half lit ignorance skirts the gulfs on the dumb bosom of the ambiguous earth. Here, where one knows not even the step in front, and truth has her throne on the shadowy back of doubt. On this anguished and precarious field of toil, outspread beneath some large indifferent gaze, impartial witness to our joy and bale, our prostrate soul bore the awakening ray. Here too, the vision and prophetic gleam lit into miracles common, meaningless shapes. Then the divine afflatus spent withdrew, unwanted, fading from the mortal's brain. According to that, he seems to say that a ray of knowledge, of light, of truth came down upon earth and was so badly received, transformed in such a commonplace thing that simply it withdrew. This ray from above changed into prophetic gleam, change into miracles, even the most common meaningless shapes. But then, finding no response, it withdrew, unwanted, fading. Many times this happened before it could come and stick. At least something like a response was needed to keep it, and it came many times. Waking up the smallest thing and then having no sufficient response to it. Then long periods of preparation, slow, dull preparation, then an end time. An attempt to descend, a ray, and things Our little plans suddenly they seem marvelous. But so many times they fell back in their usual, normal, meaningless way. But now, this time, there is a response. Something seems ready. And we will witness the beginning of the change. So we have only to be attentive, to be awake, to look, and we shall see the beginning of things. Something is beginning to change in the world. And as he says, when it is like that, even the smallest thing becomes a living miracle.